Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Ron Oberstein, and President of LifeWest, and I'm excited to have you with us for another edition of our Life by LifeWest. Today, I have with me, of course, my partner in health and life and love, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Great. Good to see you. And we have a really special guest with us today. We got a young man out of hailing out of Dallas, Texas, originally from New Orleans. We got Dr. Cornish. Dr. Zeus is what he goes by. We might get into that name if we get time to do it. There's a lot to catch up with this young gentleman, this young doctor. He's doing some amazing things. I'll give you a little brief bio. We'll jump into what we're talking about today. Graduated December 2010 from Life University. He associated for 7 months, and after 7 months moved to Dallas and opened up his first practice called CTC. It's on his chest right there, Creating the Connection. I love it. Creating the Connection Chiropractic. Along the way in college, he met his wife, Dr. Tiandra, and they got married. She graduated 6 months before him, moved to Texas. They have two girls. He has a child, a 20-year-old child from another marriage, but he's got two girls with Dr. Tiandra, 11 and 9 years old. They've got one main practice in CTC, a second CTC about to open up in the next month or two, already building, already moving. And then they got two more on the drawing board to be done by the end of this year, 2022. So at the end of this year, he'll have four practices most likely, I believe, the Dallas location or somewhere around there. And he's creating a dynasty. He's really kind of building this, you know, building this thing. So we're going to jump into it and really kind of talk about, you know, what's going on, you know, and Dr. Zeus, I want to kind of really kind of, let's kind of go deep because, you know, we got viewers out there and I just talking to you beforehand, the story around, you know, where you came from and, you know, almost gives me the, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, that anybody can do what they want to do, whether they're on the top of the hill or on the bottom of the valley, it doesn't matter. Share where you came from and what got you into chiropractic.
So I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, Uptown, Holly Grove. Little Wayne is from our neighborhood on the other side, but it was our neighborhood, like a lot of neighborhoods across the country in different cities, is a rough neighborhood, man. Drugs, violence, all of that stuff, right?
So 0 to 10. 10 being the roughest. 0 being like, you know, you're at the beach, you know?
Dog.
11?
Every hood is a 10, boys.
I was going to say 15, maybe. I don't know.
Every hood is a 10. You know, when you're younger, you think, oh, man, our hood tougher than they hood. Then you go to the hood, you're like nowadays, when I go to the hood, I'm like, boy, let me get from around here. So anyway, man, my it was tough, man, in our crew, I was more of the punisher, the finisher. You know, like when you didn't pay us, you know, something happened, they came and called me, man. I was real talented with my hands as a street fighter and served me well to this day. But I had two brothers and two sisters. And one of my brothers always been an entrepreneur to this day. He's still going. He's 51 years old and he's still going. So I learned a lot of my hustle and stuff from the streets and from my brother. So growing up, man, I was really good at football. So football is the thing that saved me, like a lot of guys who I grew up with that's either dead, jail, or still, it's not many that really made it out. I mean, it's guys that made it out, but it's not many. So I went to college and I played football, and that didn't work out well because I used to like to fight and got in trouble and stuff like that. So my first year in college, year and a half, I was failing. I actually, my son, Cornell Jr., saved my life because when I got kicked out of college for academic and I applied to get back in and it was like, what's your reason? I was like, I don't have a reason. But I just had a child and that got me back in.
Oh, wow.
And when I got back in, I also got a tutor. My mama told me I needed to get a tutor. And when I got the tutor taught me about the three learning styles. And I discovered that I was a visual and kinesthetic learner, but more visual. My mama said, this your only shot. If you don't get your stuff together, you're going to have to go to the military. You got to come work one of these $10 an hour jobs. Now, my background was slanging them dogs, but also in drugs. And it's like, I ain't about to go work for $10 an hour. We're going to be selling a lot of crack, coke, or whatever we need to sell to make money. And I'm not going to fight a war that I don't know anything about. And also, too, at this time, I had two felony convictions by the time I was 17 years old that I can't even go to the military. So I got the tutor, man. Things turned around for me. I made the dean's list all the way up throughout graduation after that. Just really learning my style and school became easy. You know what I mean? School became very easy for me once I learned my style.
Yeah.
So my senior in Thibodaux, Louisiana, school with me, the same major, Jason Marino, very successful chiropractor out in Dallas. He told me about chiropractic. He was like, dog, they got a school in Dallas, they got a school in Atlanta. I'm like, I don't know about that, man. You know, chiropractors, I've never really seen a black chiropractor. You know, just I'm like, I don't know about that. My background was strength and conditioning. A couple weeks later, man, I get into a car accident with another student coming from class. And guess what, man? You hit somebody from the back in New Orleans, everybody tell you, go to the doctor, your neck and your back, and we're going to get a check. You're going to get some money. So guess what? Everybody like money. We're going to the chiropractor to get some money. So I go start seeing a chiropractor, Dr. Mickey Jennings in Thibodaux, Louisiana. I always give him a shot, man, because, you know, I'm living a life today that I never dreamed that I'll live. And it's because I went to that man's office. First, Jason Marino told me about chiropractic, and then I got into that car accident. I wasn't hurt or anything. The guy was open on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. That was 3 days a week. He asked me what was my plan. Really didn't have a plan. I knew I would go back to school and maybe do something in kinesiology and sports medicine. That was my background, my degree, what I was getting a degree in. So Mickey told me about chiropractic, and the first thing for me is I asked him how much money he made. He told me his profit, he said, I make $200,000 a year in profit. I said, $200,000? Shit, where do I sign up? Man, In my mind, I said, listen, if I open up 5 days a week, I can make $400,000. I Googled the two schools. It was Dallas and New Orleans. At the time, I didn't really like Texas. I'm like, I mean, Dallas or Atlanta. I'm like, I'm going to Atlanta. Atlanta is a thriving city for black people. And I'm a single man. I'm like, man, they got a bunch of women. I could go to school. I could party. I could have a great time. About 9 months later, I'm sitting in Dr. Cope's class in chiropractic school, man, not knowing what's going on. No subluxation. I didn't know what adjustment was. And man, and I'm here today talking to y'all.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It's amazing. You know, it really shows us that it doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, it really doesn't, does it?
Yeah.
You know, what you're doing, where you're going, now you're building your four practices, you know, and I'm sure it isn't going to stop there. But, you know, for me, I think the lesson I get is that, you know, our past only makes us stronger no matter what that path was like, you know. Whether it was, you know, rocks and glass, or whether it was, you know, smooth sailing and tequila. I don't know, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right. What I love about your story so far is just all the different points, like all the things that happened that, of course, I'm being an outsider and we're looking back at your story, all the things like the birth of your son and all these things of like getting in the car accident that were like these inflection points for you that you must look back at now and be grateful for. Had none of those happened, we might not be sitting here right now talking to you.
Facts.
There's also, and I want to kind of continue and hear more of your story, because it also takes a special person to put in the work and the discipline. That's kind of what I want to ask you too. Like, what was your mindset through this when you started to realize, oh my gosh, like I'm doing this. I can do this. Like, where was your mind at? Did you have demons? Did you have like the doubts of like, what am I thinking? I can't do this. Like, can you speak to a little bit to that?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, the funny part about college, right? I would have made, you got the dean's list and you got the president's list. Anatomy and physiology is the thing that stopped me from making a president's list because I failed A&P four times in undergrad to the point where, like, I think the lady at the last semester when I graduated, she was just like, I am tired of this boy taking this class. So when I went to chiropractic school, I did have doubts about, dang, is when I looked at the curriculum, it was a lot of A&P classes, but all in the back of my mind, I'm thinking $200,000 to $400,000 a year. So it was like failure ain't an option. And I know that if I go back home, I'm not working one of these cheap jobs when I know I can sell drugs and make more money. But the, you know, just the other side of that is like, man, how long can I last? How long can I last free? Or how can I last alive doing that? So it was, that was not even really an option. That was the worst case scenario. So, you know, it was like, man, you know, we had to get it on. We had to get it on. We had to study. And, you know, it, chiropractic school, you can ask people that went to school with me, man. It was easy.
Yeah.
Hey, anatomy and physiology is no joke. There's a lot of bones in the hands and feet.
Yeah.
Like that alone, you know.
Absolutely. Well, here's my question. Something shifted along chiropractic, I'm sure, because, you know, my sense is, you know, and I've seen you speak and, you know, been around you is, you know, you're not about the money, you know, you're about the service and you're about, you know, doing the work that needs to be done so that you can be able to share with people where their healing capacity comes from. Right. So where did that shift take place from, you know, that younger Zeus in school that, you know, went to school strictly, and I love your honesty, went to school for the money, went to school for the job, so to speak, right? Didn't care, you know, and then something shifted. Where'd that happen?
I would say I have a few shifts within that. So in my first year of chiropractic school, in Dr. Mullen's class, it was full spine. Dr. Mullen was I don't know if she still practices, I'm pretty sure she does, Gonstad chiropractor. And we did our first, we was adjusting, everybody was adjusting, you know, it's all, everybody excited in there. And, you know, I just was a beast with them hands. So, you know, I'm like, all right, okay, that's cool. We about to adjust, everybody excited. And I remember delivering my first ASI posture adjustment and immediately on the first attempt, that sucker went. And the light switch just went on for me. It's like, oh my God, I thought football was my thing, but now I know something else that I can do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So after delivering that that adjustment, that first AS adjustment, I it was like, man, it was something I can do. And you know, I was gifted with my hands in the street, man, just punishing people, and I really enjoyed it. And now it's like, oh my God, I might have something I can really do, something that's a calling on my life. And from there, the switch happened for me being all in with chiropractic. So about two or three quarters later, I meet this white dude with this big old beard, and he was just super friendly and just like a good person. Everybody knew him, and he took a liking to me. And I'm like, man, what's up with this dude? You know, in the streets, when we get people who like, you know, just over friendly, I'm like, what are you trying to set me up? What's up with this man? His name was Michael Viscarelli. He's the owner of Amped. And man, he befriended me. And from him, I learned about what principal chiropractic was, because his mentor was Dr. Jeremy Hess, who was his partner in Amped. And we started serving and stuff on the weekend and really learning up. And we were in clinic, and Michael Viscarelli used to see a lot of people in clinic. So he used to make a joke. It was like Michael had a high volume clinic. It was all white people, and I had all of the black people. It was two high volume offices, man. It was just a good time. And that switch right there, meeting Michael Viscarelli and then his, you know, being introduced to Dr. Jeremy Hess, that also changed our life. You know what I mean? Like, we really got to give credit to people who really helped impacted our life in a phenomenal way. So that was another switch for me in chiropractic, learning about what principal chiropractic was, because I didn't go to DE. A lot of the things that Michael and all of those guys who was associated with him did, I didn't do because I just didn't know about him. Like, why? I would go sometime. And that was an issue. You know, that's the thing I have for students, get in and get plugged in, do what the guys and the girls are doing, because you'll be as successful as them, as fast as they successful straight out of school. But I was like, why would I go work for this doctor for free? Why would I do all of these things? So not doing all in what they did kind of caused our delay and caused our growth in chiropractic when we opened up our practice later on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's definitely something, you know, success leaves clues. That's an old saying, right? And I think that, you know, in my estimation, a lot of people say, I got to do it my way. I'm not going to do it like them. I'm going to do it my way. Instead of realizing they got a good way to do it, I'm going to go do it. And then I'm going to make that my way, right? Because we're all going to change it and make something happen with it, right? And it's an interesting mindset, but you really took off with it, right? So you got the philosophy, you got the, you know, technical aspect of it that really kind of honed in with you with your hands. And, you know, you really got to see that healing capability, and then merging those two sounds like you really found your inner self.
Yeah, I did. I didn't follow what those guys doing, but after graduation and we opened our own practice, we came back to being connected with the people that showed us what principal chiropractic was. And fresh out of practice, man, it was a struggle. I remember my parents, on like Instagram and stuff over the years, people always ask me, why you guys always take your parents and stuff when y'all go a lot of places on nice vacations? Well, my parents, who were retired, paid our rent for 12 months. My family, my brother, gave us the money to open up the practice. And without those people, we wouldn't have survived, because we were starving, because we didn't have the foundation. When we built our practice, we didn't build it on solid rock. We built it on sand, because we didn't do what the guys and girls that we connected with when it came to principal chiropractic and open the office, we didn't do what they did. We stayed at home a lot. We went out a lot. You know what I mean? We were just doing other things that doesn't produce success. So we had to go back to that foundation and get and retire with those people. And that just took time. And the big thing that I always preach to people is delay is not denial. I'm not making an excuse for failure, but delay is not denial. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. A good man falls seven times, you get back up.
Well, it sounds like there was probably a lot of growth in those times where it maybe at the time felt like we're not moving forward. You know, we're going backwards, or we're looking at other people saying, you know, why is it not easy for us? But I'm guessing that those were really good periods of growth for you and your wife, you know?
A lot of good periods of growth, because there were times where we was like, man, it's easier for the white people. It's easier. You know what I mean? Black people don't get it. But it was a lot of comparison. Not really knowing who I was as a man, not knowing who I was as a husband, not knowing who I was as a chiropractor. So, and then a lot of, when you go back to your background growing up, a very undisciplined life. You can work hard as you want to, but if you work hard doing the wrong things and you're working in chaos and there's no discipline, I mean, you're gonna get blessings because God is that good, but you're not going to receive the type of success that those other people are receiving, because you think you are working them, but they practices, their lives are built on a solid foundation where yours isn't. And that's why you have to be very careful of comparing, because you don't know the preparation, the work that people put in before you are your friends. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, when you talk about that, it's really more when you look at it at yourself, you know, internally. If I hear your story, and my sense is you wouldn't change any of it. I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, I want to be making that 200 grand. You're probably cursing Dr. Mickey for a little bit, saying, hey, man, I'm working more than three mornings a week and I ain't making the 200 grand yet in profit. But in all reality, you know, it's what makes you stronger, right? If it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. And and you got to find who you are, because it's not even about the practice. It's not about your success in your office. It's about your success as a person in your life, you know, with your children, with your wife, with everything else around that, right? And everything else is just an expression of it.
Absolutely, man. It's all about self-reflection, because even in the streets, when we was like, when you start selling drugs more, and particularly we were more into weed and crack, right? So when you start selling drugs, there's already guys on the street that got product and stuff. You don't just come off the block and just start selling a lot of drugs. You know what I mean? You have to make your stance. People, things are going to come against you. Things are always going to come against you. But, you know, you have to start small. And it's the same thing in chiropractic. You know what I mean? Like, we just had to, we got that foundation. And over time, things got better and better. But things still wasn't great, man, until, you know, me personally had to look and self-reflect and say, who am I? I had to learn and go back and get and learn discipline. There were things happened throughout our practices. Like my wife said, we should, things that we're doing today, she said it 5, 6, 7 years ago, and she came from a discipline background and I didn't. So it was, for us, it was a lot of incongruence. It was a lot of fighting, me being a real prideful, a big ego, me being a big dog. And I'm like, ain't nobody, I'm going to get this. I'm going to just outwork everybody. No, dog, you're not going to work. Outwork everybody. But you got to start. You got to develop. You got to get around people and develop structure and discipline. And you have to understand those things first, and you have to really accept that you think you know stuff and you don't know crap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then from there, things started to turn around, and even from there we had a switch, because I went for money. So when I started making the money, and everybody say, man, I want to be rich, you know, people like, money don't bring happiness. Well, hell, I want to find out for myself. I found out. You start making money, and then you're buying and doing everything you want. You're going on vacation, and then you still unfulfilled, because again, that foundation wasn't built on solid rock. It was still built on sand. And then you realize money is not going to make you happy. You have to find a purpose. And how do you do that? Now you got to get, now you got to get connected personally. We got connected professionally. Now you got to get connected with your source. And I started being, I lost a lot of friends that I grew up with. I lost a lot of people that I hung out with early on in life. And I started to get around people who had core values, people who lived on principle. And Michael and all of those guys, they lived on all of those things. But I just didn't understand that. I didn't understand that. And now I understand the guys more, right? So then for me, it was like, what is it? What is I'm missing? And I'll tell you what I was missing. People always ask me, man, how did you make it this far? And you didn't, you know, you always talk about you didn't have a purpose in all of this. Well, God is, Jesus Christ, God is so good that he's going to take care of you even when you're being disobedient. So I had to start getting connected to the source, creating the connections as a person, and started getting connected to the Lord. So the Lord can show me the way, what my purpose is and what my purpose was. And now I understand, the more that I help people, the more that I learn about him, the more that I serve in a purpose, the money gonna come. My chain say abundant living. They say, I ain't never seen a chiropractor with diamonds on his neck, because I'm living abundantly. You need to know this, bro, ma'am.
No, I get it. I get it.
Wow.
I love it. Take us through, what's a day in the office look like at CTC?
Man, a day in the office, I love when students come, right? A day in the office for us, man, I wake up at 4 something in the morning, and I go and get my exercise in. If I don't get my exercise in, it just doesn't feel right. It's a routine now. It's a discipline that I've created. I get prepared now. I'm still learning discipline. We never stop learning, but I get prepared for the day, send out emails. I try to beat everybody to the office and just make sure, you know, things are right, because things are going to always happen. And I live in urgency and not emergency. So if I beat the staff to the office and something happened, I'm like, okay, well, let me slow down. We can take care of this. And the staff beat me to the office. Oh, doc, doc, doc. So we start adjusting. We do a team huddle about 9:40, 9:45 to get ready for our morning shift. And I huddle with the team. We go over what we have for the day, new patients, all of this. we open from 10 to 12. Then we take a lunch break. There's always some kind of training or something, because we're building a legacy with multiple locations. We have doctors that's either fresh out of school or been in practice or whatever the case may be, that's joining our brand and becoming a partner, not an associate, but a partner running the location with us. And then we reopen from 3 to 7, and the same thing. We do a huddle before, we do a pregame before we open from 3 to 7, man. And, you know, our office, you know, visits in chiropractic fluctuate. Everybody, you know, people tell you what they're seeing. They give you your highs. We've seen over 700 visits a week, but consistently, man, we see anywhere from about 500 to 650 visits a week. It just depends on a week. But in terms of collections, because everybody want to talk about visits and chiropractic and people don't like to talk about money. Mm-hmm. Our office, you know, been doing over $1 million, and it's great. And now as we're building multiple locations, man, like our mission, you know, and our vision for opening multiple locations was giving chiropractors an opportunity to have a practice they can call their own, and a lifestyle that they can be very excited and proud of, because we've put in a lot of work. We've been through a lot, and we feel like we believe that we have a blueprint that'll help doctors be successful faster. And really be like, I'm a chiropractor. Yeah, we got the best house in the neighborhood. We got the best car in the neighborhood. We connected to Jesus Christ. We got a good family, you know? So that's what it's all about for us, man. And that's what we building out here in Dallas, Texas.
I love it.
Wow. I mean, I don't even have questions anymore. I just want to listen to you talk.
I know, man. From the streets of New Orleans, right? From the streets of New Orleans all the way to Dallas, Texas. But I'll tell you, the journey's been beautiful.
It's so inspiring.
It's very inspiring. And
And you're so humble about it. And I can see, like, I wish I'd known you back then, because I feel like people who know you now, well, who knew you then would say, like, you just, like, you have no ego. Like, you stripped yourself of your ego. And, you know, I'm assuming that came with your relationship with God, where you just were like, I'm just going to be me, you know?
Right. And I would say God and God and Tiandra, because
now I want to meet your wife.
You know, but what's really interesting, Zeus, if I had a chance to nickname you, I would have named you Rocky. Seriously, it's like the Rocky Balboa story. You know, you came out of Philadelphia, hard knocks, collecting money, doing that stuff. And it wasn't until he got up and, you know, started fighting and started doing his thing and really found his passion and his art, you know, for who he was, you know, and how he could serve his family and how he could become the best person he can possibly be to take care of those around him and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I still love the Zeus story, and I think we got to make a movie out of it. So we'll be looking at that one day, but we got to wrap it up, man. Your story is just incredible. And I want to thank you for being with us and for sharing and getting raw. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, sharing stuff, you know, that you probably don't just tell anybody. And, you know, we will be putting, you know, people can contact you, and we'll make sure that you know, that's all labeled out. I think we got two questions we want to leave you with. We, all of our guests on the Life by Life West, we leave them with two questions. So Dr. Mary, you want to do the first one?
I'll ask the first one. If you could go back in time and you could give advice to yourself as that first quarter student at Life University, what would you tell yourself?
As a first quarter student at Life University, I would tell myself, have an open mind, listen more, and get around people and get to know people that's doing what you want to do or going in a direction that you want to go in. And what I'm trying to say, guys, is that it's always alignments before assignment, because you can work real hard and you're not working hard on the right assignment. But when you get aligned with the right people, the right assignments will come to you.
I love it.
That's great answer.
All right, second question. Same question, we're just gonna shift it. You know, from where you are right now, Dr. Zeus, what would you tell Dr. Zeus, the new chiropractor graduate? What bit of advice would you give him from where you sit now to the new one just coming out?
Discipline. Be disciplined. Mm-hmm. And I would tell that, I would tell the new Dr. Zeus, the same thing I would tell the first quarter Zeus, is to align yourself with the right people in your life. That's important. It's important to align yourself around disciplined people, man. People that's going to uplift you and encourage you, but you have to do the same. Uplift and encourage people, man, and be a positive light, a positive force in people's lives.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Great. Man, what a great time. Thank you, buddy. It's just like so beautiful. You know, I'm so inspired and man, you know, I'm very hard to get me speechless, right, Mary?
I know. I'm thinking hard. The same thing. Like I said, I had so many questions in the beginning, but hearing your story, I just want to like sit with it. It's beautiful. It's inspiring. And you're a beautiful person. You can just see that. You can feel it. So thank you for sharing the story with us and being with us.
Yeah. And you know, we're here for you.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to all of our viewers, thank you. Thank you for checking in every week with us. You know, we drop a Life by Life West every other week, and the weeks between that, we have a life leadership line that goes out. And I want to thank you for spreading this and keep sharing it with people and let people know what we're doing. The great guests that we have, like Dr. Zeus, you know, it's messages that have to go out that you will pick something up from. You walk away with one pearl, you know, you're going to get more than that, but one, you know, it's going to change you. It's going to change your practice. It's going to change the people that you see and ultimately create a brighter future for humanity. So thank you for being with us and being loyal to us. We'll keep coming back at you as much, you know, as often as we can. And until then, for myself, for Dr. Zeus and Dr. Mary, keep loving and hugging those around you and keep spreading the word of chiropractic and know that, you know, the power within us is greater than we were ever led to believe. So never forget that. Okay. We'll see you on our next edition.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.